I've been looking at this keys for a while.
So have we.
It wasn't easy.
Open source vegan.com.
About 2 weeks ago, I interviewed Marlene McKinney, a vegan cooking class expert, via Skype. Let's hear part of that conversation today. Marlene McKinney, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I was very grateful to meet you at Giggles. I was really impressed with the cooking class you did that day. Can you explain in more detail what happened there that afternoon?
Well, at Giggles, we had a vegetarian cooking and tasting extravaganza. And, you know, what's interesting is that we did not know exactly how many people would actually show up, Franklin. And so that evening, as I pulled up to the building with all of my foods and everything to unload and try to get in to organize, I met people there. And of course, as you witnessed, we probably had a little over 300 people packed in a room that was probably only sufficient for less than that. But that evening, it was such a spectacular event. We had a great time. Our extravaganzas are designed in such a way that we take a cooking school and we try to accommodate as many as 300 persons in one sitting. So what we would do, we would do the demonstrations of the foods that we're going to actually get to sample that evening. And ahead of time, of course, it requires a lot of preparation. You have to prepare for as many persons as you think may show up, because you never know how many will come. And so we did that, and prayerfully, we did not run out of food. We were able to allow persons to sample a variety of dishes. We had macaroni and cheese and lentil stew and some soy curls, curried soy curls. And we had a great time. In addition to the sampling of the foods, we also do a 20-minute health lecture. And that evening, we also had Dr. Robles and Iris Dean Samuels, who did a beautiful presentation on our eight doctors and natural home remedies we can do right in our home. So we had a great time there at Giggles.
You said macaroni and cheese?
It was cashew macaroni and cheese. No dairy products in there at all. Pure, non, what you'd call that? No meat products in there.
When did you start doing cooking classes?
I started doing vegetarian cooking classes because, you see, I used to teach cooking classes in the high school for about 8 years prior to my doing it now. I have been doing now vegetarian cooking classes for about 10 years.
Did you do cooking classes in the Bahamas?
Yes, I started there. I started my cooking classes in the Bahamas. We did cooking programs. I initially started in my home because I was so anxious to get started. My husband says, well, why don't we just use a living room area that we had never really used like that? And so we started in the home. I did cooking classes there for about 5 years or a little more than that. And so we would do six-week cooking schools where people would come every week for 6 weeks. And each week was a specific theme. So some weeks it would be breakfast foods. One week it may be replacement of dairy products, how to make our cheeses and ice creams and all these other foods. And some weeks may be beans, trying to incorporate more legumes in our, you know, into the diet. And so every week was different focus. I enjoyed my last class. My last class of the series of six classes was the bread baking class. And that was my favorite class, because we truly had an opportunity to bond as we all had an opportunity to do hands-on in bread making. I think that's the best class. We should always have a bread making class in vegetarian cooking.
It's really a fun experience.
Mm-hmm.
You told me that you did a radio program as well in the Bahamas and that people really recognize your voice.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is I did radio programs. Initially, for 1 year, I did a free program for the Bahamian people, and it was called Breakfast with Marlene. And so we would go on in the mornings and we'd talk about different foods we should eat and what we shouldn't eat. And then we'd open the lines and have live call-in shows, and it was beautiful. From there, I went on to doing radio programs with another program called Turning Point Ministries. And I would do radio programs with them for probably about 3-4 years. As a matter of fact, to be very honest with you, I'm still on that program, but it's all old shows. You know, they still kind of utilize some of the programs to, you know, to still share information with the public. You know, the information truly never changes. And so, yes, I did radio programs in the Bahamas for quite a while, and it was very enjoyable. One time, you're talking about how persons recognize my voice. It was very funny. I'd go walking to this park in the Bahamas called R.M. Bailey Park every morning. I mean, for many years, I'd go there. And so one morning, I'm walking, you know, and this gentleman is walking behind me. And then he stops me. He says, "I know you." I said, "You do? Where do you know me from?" I looked at him. I said, "I don't know you. I mean, besides probably I may have met you here." He said, no, it's not here." He said, "I know you." And as I started talking to him, he says, "Now I know where I know you from. It's your voice. It's your voice. I know you. I listen to you every Monday morning on this radio program on 1540. It was so funny, and everyone started laughing. I hate my voice. I hate this deep voice that the Lord has blessed me with. And he said, "Oh, don't do that. Don't say that. You have a beautiful voice." And at least he says, "You have a radio voice." And I said, "Great. Praise the Lord, you know." But it was everywhere I go, people say, "Oh, I know you." So they start talking. They say, "I know you." And it's my voice, you know. Something about the way the Lord has blessed me with this voice, frankly. I don't know what it is that he did to me, but, you know, he's given me a voice that I've been prayerfully been asking him to help me to use it always for him.
We've run out of time for today's broadcast, so you'll get to hear more of my Skype interview at a later date. Have you checked out opensourcevegan.com's Facebook page? There you'll find information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
OpenSourceVegan.com.